Noon.
Hello, Empress.
How are you, my dear?
Fine now.
Please go ahead. What do you think?
I want to ask. I'm basic for medical.
That's another good suggestion. Medical advice, Paddy. I was saying the same thing here.
Because you're this thing, apart from medical health, this thing, you can't touch them and you can't touch them. And yet, we have such a thing. It's the only thing that they can take for medical.
Okay, boss.
And yet, idea, unless you'll be named to that.
Bro, thank you so much for calling me. I didn't tell me I didn't dream. 0302216568 0302216567. So let me go straight into the studio with my people. Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
That's a bit of your thing.
I know I like this figure.
Oh no,
she was singing,
I was just singing that song.
Somebody also sent me Nacho, Nacho, Bakum. What is this? Why do I have friends who don't like just say, like, why are you both laughing and teasing me? Me is that
me? I know the speaker, so
no, that song. It's like I say, a bibu, like, you know,
oh, okay,
yeah, we are all just. It's fine. Let me give
it's
you
a nice song, but I don't understand.
I'll explain it to you after the show. If okay.
If you don't get it, forget about it.
Yeah, then I've forgotten about it.
But this situation is quite interesting. Yeah. And I know a lot of ladies who have broken up when they were in relationships, have broken up with the guys because you know how we women, we talk when we sit together. You last time we were having this conversation and saying that guys think that they've done some Zimbiama. Yeah. It is we, the conglomerate of friends, no? We now we sit down and decide whether you were good or not.
Sometimes we try to make your ego feel good.
Yeah,
by, but you know, making you feel like you did.
But they lied to us.
Yeah, but we have to.
But sometimes, honestly, and then we
just try to make you feel good.
Yeah, that's all.
There is a saying that it takes a woman to say you are a man, not a man.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
it's
you.
Good, you know.
It's true.
Oh yeah, I
it's
do.
Good, you know. Yeah.
It was one of the, you know, phrases in one of the plays that we acted those days.
It takes a woman to be able to tell
to
that.
Say, to say you are a man, not
so
a man.
Sometimes let me give this thing before we say anything. Sometimes when the woman is teaching you what to do, don't think that you already know. Take your time.
Yeah.
And rest her too.
And relax.
Relax. We want a song.
Relax for Mother Africa.
Yeah. Relax.
Yeah,
relax.
We rest for you.
Hey! Yeah. Relax for us.
About size has been quite a waba.
Crispy, how are you? Yeah, fine. Okay, let me start.
Hey, Crispy.
Noella.
Hi, Noella.
Teddy, I just think.
This conversation.
My bad.
Safachi, Gayati, yeah, in the building.
But this conversation, I wish Shine would have been here.
Shine, I saw him going down the road.
I know.
Okay, what do you know that I don't know, girl?
No,
you need
inside,
to tell.
Inside information.
I heard that sound. So, Noella, what do you think she needs to do? Because
this one, I have an audio for her.
Ah, gay.
An audio. Audio.
The planet. Okay.
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 Thank you.
That's what you have to say.
That's what I have to say prelims.
For the prelims.
It's an interesting
conversation
story. I'm thinking, okay, this man is now your husband, but before he was your husband, he was your boyfriend, didn't you?
And no,
we test the waters.
No, because Jesus said it's not a good thing. So
no, but the same Bible says let's test the waters. So she's a bad Christian. I am not preaching, please. Let me be serious. I'm not preaching fornication, but I'm just saying that you'll say it's all worry. It's all counseling. Counseling, yeah, sizes. Let's say, come on. Say, be a sophon under the Sabbath, who said sizes. Because you will save yourself from all these kind of predicaments. Here are you, married to this guy, and the very thing that is forms a part of how nice the marriage is going to be, you can't enjoy it.
You're
it's
crying.
Giving you pain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's serious. I mean,
very.
We can be joking about this and all, but, you know, it's serious. Yeah. What should she do? Someone was saying she should go to a gyne.
I said the gyne.
Gyne, no, okay, then.
Maybe you show them how to maneuver this.
I don't understand. You know, there seems to be one solution. Unfortunately, there seems to be one solution to this problem,
mm-hmm.
which is a harsh one. Mm-hmm. For me, I think it's divorce.
Really?
Yeah, because sex is important.
Yeah, I know.
Sex is important to males, both males and females.
Yeah.
So if, as a man, as a husband, every time I have to have sex with you and you're complaining, I am, sometimes it can be a turn-off.
Yeah.
Because if the man really loves the woman, he would want you to enjoy him. So if every day, you know, I cannot even have a full penetration with you, it'd be a haunted on that feeling. So what I said, he has to go, hey, God, have mercy on me.
Keep going.
He has to go fully inside your coochie,
mm-hmm.
you know, to really enjoy the sex. But here are you complaining. And so he cannot do that. And you also cannot enjoy the sex because if he does, anupuna,
emautna,
isuoshiasuna, ene,
you're
the excavator. You know, so for me, the solution. Oh my God, I'm so silly.
I didn't ask me. I didn't know. Honestly,
the solution to this, honestly, is, mm-hmm. is a harsh solution, which is a divorce.
You think they should get?
Separate? Because I mean, I don't see anything.
The thing is, how do you divorce when he's everything in a man that you want, except that particular thing?
Except that particular thing is the keyest.
It's the keyest.
You know, so you should have. I know, you know, we're Christians, you know, don't have sex before
marriage.
But sometimes you don't have the sex. Test the waters to be sure that you're good.
Like you run into him in the bathroom and go like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Do you understand? Just to, you know, spy the facilities you'd be working with. It's very important. It's very, very important. Else you're going to find yourself wanting, you know. You'd be married.
No, but can't they use, you know, like, you know,
dildos?
Hell no. I'm talking about, what's it called? The KY jellies and, you know,
Bro.
Yes, ma'am.
KY gel, Nkrumah, whatever.
It's not going. Jesus.
She cannot contain the food. So a lady like that, typically, you know how sometimes men think women are fussy or all about big sizes?
Yeah.
Well,
it's not every woman.
Yeah. I have friends who, if you're a guy with like a big, mm-hmm. you know, facility, they will not even talk to you because they're not fans of it.
No.
So it's important. For those of you who are yet to marry and all of that, going through counseling and all, I mean, your pastors maybe by the Bible will tell you don't do it, but the reality they ground.
I don't understand why you are so happy, overly happy about it.
No, because
Mr. Hagler,
a lot of people are judging me because they've never seen me talk like this. But yo, once in a while,
do you have an experience?
No, I don't have an experience. I have an alter ego, and it's out tonight. Hey, today. So yeah, the alter ego is talking. It's not the Noah line.
You don't trust me.
You don't have to trust me.
We had this conversation earlier, and I think we've had a lot of conversation. And Noella can be real about a lot of things.
Yeah. So. It's just that our society do not appreciate realness. But I really don't care.
That is why I'm surprised at you, because the way you are all bubbly.
Because I hardly talk about it.
Yeah.
No, because it's an exciting topic. Sex is exciting, isn't it?
We are shy. Because this is a conversation that people wouldn't normally have on radio. They think it's things that should be hidden behind closed doors, like the conversation we had yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But we need to talk about it because people go and find the wrong information from different places.
And this one, it's not relationship, but this is marriage. It's serious.
Yeah. Because with this one, but me, what kills me is the fact that into you, the man that she's married to, the girl is crying, sitting on hot water. Aren't you doing research be interested, bruh? Me to me, like, you know, isn't there anything, gentlemen, help us?
So what, to decrease his size?
No, okay, no, not that. But like, you know, help her.
How is it gonna help?
Wait, hold on. How are you doing it that is making her cry? Is it rough? hey, God help me this afternoon. I hope my father is not listening. Are you being rough with her, or you're being easy? Can you find different ways, or like, you know, speak to a therapist? Like
slowly.
Yeah, you know, do it slowly, or mm-hmm. what? You see, right now, that's my problem.
Are we sure the men here are okay? Are they not?
Kumi,
it's a sensual conversation. I'm just hoping. The way Kumi's face is.
We
already,
are all Kumi. So already, which of the Kumis
no,
are
you? No, you. You, Kumi. And
he's
Kumi,
I'm Kumi.
Obidu, me and you.
Oh, okay.
The way your face, all of a sudden, your face has become Chinese. Ayeketwa. Like, are you okay?
We are live on Facebook. I just need you to see the drama that's going on in this video. See, Crispy. That's the question I wanted to ask. Is it the fact that he's being rough with her that keeps making her cry, or what is it? Or I know it can be frustrating, but shouldn't he have been a little more, you know, patient, kind with it? Because it's not everybody likes it crazy.
Now, I just want to apologize to our listeners for coming in late. I was in a meeting with the boys in the WhatsApp group, and we're actually having a conversation about this topic. You see, and the consensus was that this is why a lot of the men don't necessarily want to be with ex, you know, baddies.
I don't understand.
Hold on. You see, you spend your 20s and your entire life, or you set a time for yourself to enjoy yourself. She's, and I can say that for a fact, because she said it has never happened with any of her exes. To Abobra, we dream. She has done a very good job and has learned what sex means. So she knows.
Uh-huh.
When you met this new boyfriend that you want to get married to.
They are married already, 6 months.
Oh, yeah. They are married 6 months.
Uh-huh.
You cannot tell me
that
if you were your body self and he knack, you didn't know he had a big bowler.
Maybe they didn't.
Good. That's the point I'm making. So, you've done whatever you want to do.
Uh-huh.
You think now, because you have changed. These are not my words, please. I'm telling you, it is from the boys in the WhatsApp group.
I'm trying to correlate the...
Relax. I'll get there.
Okay, I'm listening.
You didn't have any problem like that with your exes because you knew their sizes. And so, if you even had... You saw someone whose bola was extra, you're like,
this one is a no-go area.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've gotten someone you want to get married to.
She's married.
When I say when I'm
okay,
I'm
you're building okay.
Exactly. You didn't do anything with this man.
Mm-hmm.
Now you there sanctimonious. He doesn't have a right to knock. If you'd knocked and still led that life, madam, like you'd have known. Nobody sent you to become sanctimonious and change, please.
This is the double standards.
It is not double standards. No,
I'm going to banter you.
Wait,
this is double standards.
Go ahead.
When I speak for the man, she says, I'm the PR.
Go ahead.
Wait, one person at a time. Crispy, finish.
She's 13
forget
indirectly.
About, she's not ready. Just go ahead.
Indirectly.
Just go ahead. She can't do anything. Let's go ahead.
See, you were a baddie for long. Did all the things. And you were able to determine that, okay, I like this one. I love that one. This is okay. This is medium. It's all good. We enjoy it. Now, when you wanted to get married and you were sure of this person, he didn't allow him to knock. Now, the situation has come where you think it is bigger. You want to run. Marriage is for life. No divorce.
How did we arrive at the conclusion that it was the lady who didn't allow the guy to knock her? Have you actually thought about the possibility that it was the guy who didn't want it?
The possibility that it is the guy is 0% because this person has clearly stated per her conversation. You can deduce that she changed. She decided to be chased for God.
Did you misread the story?
That is not the case. If you think that she had sex before marriage,
I'm managing it. So calm down. Wait, everybody. Wait, I'm coming. Please, for the benefit of the listeners. Hi, Najili. I need your advice on a very sensitive issue. My husband and I are having difficulty with intimacy due to his size. I always have to cry myself to sleep and sometimes sit on warm water when the tip only enters me. I have never had such issues or problems with my exes before marrying my husband, and now I don't know what to do. Our parents are giving us pressure to give them grandchildren, but for the 6 months of our marriage, I haven't been able to allow full penetration. Which part of it says that she was sanctimonious?
Yes, the girth. What she's talking about is the girth. You understand?
The word. Girth. What is that?
G-I-R-T-H.
What's the meaning of that?
Listen, Tediano. And then a tintino. Yes, yes, yes. So
white, Trevor.
Tapolina and Sanho Canon. Listen, now, I'm saying that she has stated emphatically that she didn't have any problem like that with her exes. What does it tell you? She was having sex.
Yes.
She wasn't married to them.
Yeah.
Good. Now, you want to get married to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that
she didn't test the waters?
Good.
So your problem is with the fact that they didn't have sex before marriage.
And then we.
But that is why she has this problem.
Crispy, let me come to the point where we agree to the fact that what if it wasn't her who was acting sanctimonious and holy?
Because they say when a guy meets something they like, they want to keep, they don't misuse it. Wait, hold on.
Me, I've told you that before.
Crispy.
These my twins, my two children. Wait, hold on. What if the guy also knew what he was carrying and decided that he was a bit scared and didn't want to even let her see what he was carrying?
Because
he's packing.
You see, she ended with a certain perception that people have or guys have that ladies love big bula.
Yes.
Because of this perception that she believes is out there.
I also believe
you'll be good, fantastic. So it means that it is a statement out there.
Not all of us like that.
But we don't know. She's now educating us.
We are
so
educating
this husband.
You.
Not all of us, with the exception of
if it was 1 year.
What the fuck?
Nah. You see, you thought I was the problem.
She's the problem.
Nah. If Noella had said this thing about a year ago, the husband would have known that not all ladies love it.
Yes.
And he would have tried.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
But he didn't, because that is the perception out there. So thank you for the education, first of all.
But hold on. In the beginning, you said she's a baddie.
Yes.
I mean, by what?
To answer Nas's question.
Uh-huh.
Nas said, what if he was scared? No. Because Noella didn't give us this information, a year before.
Right.
The knowledge out there is that ladies love it.
No, and so but I don't, the boys, no.
Oh, no, please. Okay. You are now educating us. I'm taking you for not, the...
Are you serious?
No, I didn't know this.
So all the guys with patrol in pinafore, seve,
Bula.
All the guys with small, diki. How have they been surviving? If all girls
it's about the fact
that's
that,
a good
see,
question.
No, here's the point. I have 5,000 cedis is good money.
Yeah.
10,000 cedis is good money. Yeah. It doesn't mean when I get the opportunity to have access to 50,000, I'll not take it. No. Right?
Yeah.
So, per their experience and the perception out there, ladies love it big.
Okay.
And the comments and the review show. I'm telling you, the boys in the WhatsApp group have given us receipts. So we understand what's going on in the system.
It's not all ladies that love it big.
So you are now, Noella, I just said I'm thanking you for educating. We didn't know. Kuni, please, you know this. He doesn't know. So now the boys, we know that not all girls love big bula. So 1 year ago, he didn't know this. And so definitely he would have thought, girls love it.
Okay.
I'll show it.
You have ranted. Mm. Move to solutions.
The solution right now. You have to stay in the marriage
and suffer.
Not suffer. Now, you're still now in social bit. And they're normal. It's also helped to clean the place. The point is, the point is, there are several ways by which organs that do not necessarily like to attach it.
They all can hear bro for me. You're just speaking English.
Noella, calm down.
I don't understand what he's saying. He's just speaking English.
I'm saying that organs.
What is organs?
Sexual or Noella, now I'm a son.
Noella,
organ, it could be keyboard.
Exactly.
Also,
bro.
But keyboard, we have
Crispy.
When a man and a woman sexual compatibility, because of their sexual organs are not working, right?
Yeah.
Yes, science is there to help you. Go and visit your family doctor
or whoever will take care of you, you know.
Family doctor, and a boy, uncle, uncle.
I don't think they've been, but I don't think they've gone there. They've not gone to the.
You understand? In her mind, it's big. I'm small.
Yeah,
it won't fit. No. There are ways, you know, to because it can expand. Remember, it's the same canal for birth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it has the capacity.
But mind you, you see, and that's why when men are speaking about things that concern women.
Mm-hmm.
I implore them to take their time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and you'll be an obese me, our fantasy. Some women, I mean, they're very, very small.
Mm.
So it's either they
do the C-section.
They do a C-section all day.
Yeah.
No, whether you even do a natural birth or not, you still get cut. They will they go, me self like this.
Are you telling me that Ebola is 10 inches? Because I know that
it's possible. Like you went to a boys' school. I'm sure you went to a
nobody has 10 inches. Oh, Noella, okay, come on. You know.
It's okay. Let's move on from there.
Go fuck it.
We are live on Facebook. I can't imagine I have these people close to me. I've had them close to me for years. Jesus Christ.
You are contaminated.
How am I going to take me and explain it to my parents? Is that how Noella is? No, I don't know it. Jesus.
I'm sorry, guys.
As I'm sitting
here. Yes, Noella is my alter ego.
It is my twin sister that's sitting here right now. But Kumi Gooms, what do you think?
Yeah, AJ.
Yes, my love.
We have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we live in a society where when you listen to radio and watch TV and on social media, men are taking drugs that will make their manhood larger.
Mm-hmm.
And women are also taking drugs to enlarge their boobs.
And then their bum bum.
And to tighten.
They're down there.
What at all do we want?
Confused generation.
You see? Because every bow has its cover.
Deep.
Every bow has its cover. When you speak to a sexologist,
mm-hmm.
he will tell you, we've done a story like that before.
Mm-hmm.
He will tell you, not every woman enjoys what you think is big.
That's right.
Because just like food, some enjoy apc, mm-hmm. some enjoy banku, some enjoy food.
Oh, yeah.
So with your size, you meet somebody who enjoys you, like how you are.
Yeah.
So there is no need for you to temper it with what you have. So now that our ladies are tightening themselves and our men are enlarging themselves,
Chai.
What do we want to happen? That is my problem. I feel for both of them.
Yeah.
Because you see, I don't believe in premarital sex. I always tell you this, even though I didn't practice it. I don't believe in it. Even though I didn't practice it.
It's unfortunate I have to leave.
What's your comment?
Doreen said I should wait.
Why? I'm just being honest.
Are you sure you've not flipped the verbs?
No. I don't believe in it.
I believe in it.
No.
But I didn't practice.
Why are we all in green?
So I don't believe in premarital sex.
You don't believe in it?
As a Christian.
Though he didn't do it.
Even though I didn't do it.
Okay, great.
Because not all things can be done. There are things that we can all do individually, separately. But me, I couldn't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, me, I miss see much. You know, yeah, very young.
Bruh?
Oh, yeah, I'm a legend. You know.
Hey, I'm disowning the three of you. Jesus Christ.
What were
you expecting? You see? So
they all happy about it.
Yeah, but on a more serious note, you see, life is about risk. It tells us that they didn't know themselves well before they got married. Because if we are that close to the extent that we can get married, at least, we should have a fair idea of what we're going to deal with, the gadgets and the tools that we're going to work with.
Absolutely.
Should have a fair idea.
So I can walk into the bathroom and
you know, go like, apart from walking in, I don't endorse that. But you see, you should at least discuss it.
Eh?
Yeah.
Discuss size.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to tell you how deep my
not deep. But you can let him know that me, this is what I enjoy. This you at least your sex positions and all these things. At least all these things.
Oh yeah, I agree. You have to at be least sure there you're should sexually be, compatible.
There should be some discussion to that effect. Because whether you like it or not, there is something we call consummation of marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is sex. If you marry, irrespective of how much you spend and whatever, whatever, if you don't have sex, the sex, the marriage is annulled.
Yeah.
Because there's not been consummation. And per the law, the consummation, there should be 4 inches penetration.
That's right.
In the way that they have it.
So if yours is 3.3.3, there's no consummation.
There's a deficit.
Yeah, we did a story. We did a story like that.
There's a deficit.
There should be 4 inches penetration.
That's right. Even if it's 3.9, there's a deficit of 1%.
And it can be annulled.
Dear Lord, I'm ready. Come for me.
According to the law.
Yeah.
I'm not the one speaking. You can call a lawyer and he will tell you.
Ah, according to the law.
So that if you are 3.9, then if you are to take enlargement something, it makes sense. Mm. Because you want to suit the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or else your wife can decide to walk out because you've not consummated me. You're not up to, I don't know how she will measure.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is not up to four.
We'll measure. Four inches.
That is what the law says. Wow. So sex play a pivotal role.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And as humans as we are, you need to extend your generation, your genealogy.
That's right.
And it can be done only through sex.
Mm-hmm.
They say IVF and this thing, you know.
Well,
I disagree, though.
Well, that one too is an option. Yeah, yes, that one too is an option. But you see, without sex, the marriage.
No, but Kumi, I disagree. Because girls need it.
No.
Nothing. Or make us in the name of let's test water. So they ain't she so look.
Yeah,
or make
you
sound.
No, you are not getting me.
We'll use our hands.
No,
don't worry.
I'm telling you that. You see, I'm telling you that I don't believe in that thing. So what I'm trying to say is sex play a role.
Yeah.
That is in marriage. I'm talking about marriage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if we have a problem like that, then it's crucial.
Yeah.
The lady didn't do her research well.
Yeah.
Before engaging on that journey. And this is a journey of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Till death.
Do you part.
So you have to know, at least have a fair idea of almost everything you are going to deal with. So now you get to know the reality of what you're going to deal with. And it's something you cannot take. Look, there is this woman. I remember some time ago, Mami Akua was having a program at Senpai FM. There was this woman who came crying.
Mm-hmm.
The husband loves sex too much and she cannot take it.
Nothing.
So whenever she sees a husband,
oh,
oh.
She's traumatized.
That's
if she's in the house and about sex, knowing that the husband will be coming or take her and she came to,
oh my
God. That is her problem.
Hey.
Yeah. People have problems. Just that they cannot
talk about timetable for them. So
that is why. That is why me. I like people like this who love to share their ideas or their problems with other people because that is the best way to find a solution. Unfortunately, with this issue, the best way out is divorce.
It's divorce, yeah. Absolutely.
No way.
Because, you see, you cannot go through that trauma till the rest of your life.
Of your life, yeah.
And the man cannot go to the hospital to chisel the size of
absolutely.
And if you decide to do alteration to suit his size, what if the marriage collapses on the way?
But wait, so even could be alteration, what are you saying?
I don't know. No, I learned some of our people go to Dubai to
do alteration of the coochie.
Yeah.
I see.
The science.
Oh yeah.
Please, there's even soap to reduce it, but I don't know if there's soap to make it.
You know, but let's say even if assume there is. Human beings are human beings. For better, for worse. Some of us, we've said it. It didn't work. So what if on the way something happens?
Yeah.
How would you know the next person who is coming? Enjoy a big space or not?
Yeah.
Because as he's also pushing and wrecking the walls.
So I agree with you. It's a, this is divorce.
So as it stands now,
yeah,
the lady should be bold enough
to divorce the guy
and do that.
But wait, let me ask
for her own sanity.
Let me ask you this, you guys, this question. So now they come to the terms that okay, when it comes to intimacy, they are not compatible. How are they going to tell their parents that they are breaking up?
Oh, it's did you find a nice way?
So should she die?
Yeah. No, I'm asking because you know how African parents can be already.
Forget about
months.
African parents. Forget
it
about
is
them.
You. It is
this
your
is
marriage.
The situation you are facing. It's a matter of life and death.
Yeah.
Because the trauma that comes with it alone. For how long are you going to sit on hot water?
Yeah, and then cry.
Now I get you. You're trying to kick against the divorce because obviously we all don't like it.
Now we don't want divorce. See when you go. Doctors are there. They will show you what to do.
You know,
and you would
this
enjoy
won't
your
work?
Sex life. No, it's out there. See, let us not give people the impression that solution is not
crispy.
There.
It won't
work for them.
See,
I'm
you
telling
know
this girl
why it won't work.
Why would it work?
She doesn't enjoy big penises.
Yeah.
Not necessarily
no matter,
that.
No,
wait, let her
because
land.
Of the size.
Let her land, please.
People enjoy small penises. That's what they enjoy. That's what
like
they
that.
Like.
Yeah.
So no matter your situation or whatever, Masa, if you have a big penis, you won't fly. She won't enjoy you.
Yeah.
So she can go and do the alteration and everything. At the end of the day, comes back to the husband. She won't enjoy her husband. Because at the end of the day, you
have
a big
thought
knee.
About the fact that she's even traumatized by this whole thing?
And exactly. And there's something Kumi said.
Yeah.
That what if in life things happen? God forbid, your husband could drop dead tomorrow. Go and do this alteration. And yeah, you get a big V and you accommodate him and everything. The husband is dead. The next person you're able to get back together with has your kind of pee. What do you do?
You're going to go back to go and
are you going to go back to go and sew it up?
You see that? You put in.
Please don't listen to.
Didn't get my trajectory.
Crispy.
I'm saying that this person has led a certain life.
Which life? Oh, I'm trying to kick
fact,
again.
When I say a certain life, my point is,
you see,
she has already broken the
rule. Let me land.
Okay, let him finish.
I need to go anywhere.
We all going together.
Crispy, hold on. With what you're saying, Pandey, it's beginning to sound like, bro, I'm coming. It's beginning to sound like she
what
was holding.
Kind of
like
you have
no,
life.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, Chain. Let me finish. Let me land. I've turned off your microphones. Unfortunately, it has to. See, you're beginning to sound like she's hoeing around, like she was jumping from one person. So she has already eventually.
Get down. Let me land. See, nah, Obi to church home says, yeah, my point one, my main will be see once yes, yeah. What I'm saying is, you have already broken the code of do not have sex before marriage. That's what I'm trying to say. You have done it. And the proof is that you said you didn't have this problem with your exes. So for what is their BTA. Now, you are changing. And in changing, you, as someone who has done all of these things before, you don't know how to check that my husband is big or he's not big.
Do you know what it means
for
someone to be touched by the Holy Spirit?
To be touched by the...
Do you know?
So when you find out...
Do you know what it means to turn a new leaf?
And that's what's called, when he comes in you, he gives you the spirit of self-control. Self-control can let you check or even see and still not do it.
It's relative. All self-control is different from even self-control.
You are limiting the powers of the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Kumi, let's go.
Yeah,
don't mind this, AJ, the twins.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the conversation.
Don't mind the twins.
And we all have, you know, tints of green.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Even me, with my... Oh,
okay.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, like, today is a green day.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you know, you know. Okay, so let's yeah, tree planting. Green Ghana.
A nice tree.
Yeah. Yeah. So back to what I was saying. You know that there are some people that, apart from the size,
yeah,
even the styles, the choices,
right,
it differs.
Yeah.
Me, I know a lady who was raped, and because of that, me, the last time we had a conversation, I engage people.
Mm-hmm.
She's married. But she's not enjoying what the husband
trauma.
Does.
Yeah.
Because she's not been able to tell the husband that I want it rough.
Wow.
She wants to be choked.
You know? And, you know, even though it was true rip, it was painful, but after she was healed,
she liked it.
She liked
that. That's traumatic, though.
That's bad.
So now yes. So now
it's a crop. That has become
her standard.
Yeah.
And
wow,
the man too is that, you know,
loving
soft,
type, passionate
type. My
slow
wife.
R&D.
I don't want to go rough. You know that. Let me be gentle. And the woman
what
doesn't
the
want. No, Charlie, DJ,
come and sit down. You're there giving us backing vocalists. You know, come and sit
that's
down.
That's all he's been doing.
And the woman has not told the husband her past, even though it is not her fault. But you know, there are some people, the fact that you were raped alone in our part of the
world, judge
you being the victim
becomes
the culprit.
You get charged for it.
I know. So we discuss it.
Yeah.
And that is a problem now.
Wow.
Even though the husband is trying.
You take a shot one day.
Look, there are people that
get tipsy and tell him
have lost their marriage because they want to be adventurous, especially the woman. Yeah. They want to be adventurous in bed. They want to please their husbands. And it creates the notion that, say what say.
Kumi, let me tell you something. A married man told me. I had a conversation with a married man.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually a colleague. He works with us here. I'm not going to mention his name.
Don't.
And you know, he was talking to me about how sometimes in marriages, sex can become stale.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're with the ladies, or, you know, and I'm like, okay, so in a week, and this was a close friend, okay, so, yeah. I asked, so in a week, how many times are you able to have sex with your wife? Says, oh, yeah, like twice, B, it's okay. And I said, why? Says, oh, is it, you know, pesa o preserve, non pesa ube. Ube didi bebre na wachoki. Cause I can't make her. Then I was like, but are you aware that, or like, for all you know, do you know that your wife could want it more? Have you considered her feeling? So for him, because he doesn't like, every day he's looking at the lady, every day lives with the lady. And so I said, lady no home afternoon. So for him, because this person, he's very sexually active. Very. I mean, he's my friend, so I know, you know, what he's been doing out there. Like, he can go out there, meet somebody, and do it because he wants it. He's very, he likes sex, but at home doesn't want to have sex with the wife. And the wife is not pregnant, very young, very beautiful, very fresh. So you shouldn't have a problem having sex with your wife at home, but may preserve or preserve your wife.
But AJ, you know that you know
it's a mistake a lot of married men are doing.
You have to. It's not married men alone. What I'm trying to say is you have to be creative.
Yeah.
When it comes to marriage and sex, because let me tell you, it becomes stale.
Yeah, it does.
I want to understand.
When you get married, you understand, because you're always with the person. So there's no wow factor anymore.
Yeah. So you have to create the wow factor.
So you see, that is why
how
you have
do we
to
be creative.
You have to be creative. You need to find. That is why Ochame Kwame, when you speak to us every day, I find a new reason to love my wife the more and appreciate her the more. You have to be very creative because she's always with you.
You see
her nakedness every day. She does sing. There's nothing new.
So should I maybe for my homecoming one now today?
No, not for homecoming. It depends. You see, everybody has their own way of going around.
No, things. Because you see.
But I'm telling you the reality. Look,
it's too much work, no, Kumi. No, it's let me too tell much you this. Work for the woman.
When it, and not for the woman alone. Both some men are also going through it. I'm telling you the truth. Some men are also going through it. Let me tell you the truth. It is not easy. That is why we say marriage. Marriage is not for the weak.
Tell them.
Yeah. It's a full-time profession.
Full-time, no pay.
Yeah, full-time profession. So if you are not ready, don't go in there. That is where the I love you has a limit.
Oh, where I am,
it's the truth.
It'll get to a point that the I love you, that mantra, that magic wouldn't work. Especially when kids come in, you have responsibilities. You come to work, you go home tired. Yeah, your wife too comes home tired. You want to rest. Tomorrow you go early in the morning. So if you don't find creative ways, you will stay with a woman 1 week, 2 weeks. You may not even, sex will not even cross your mind. Your kids are ill.
Bro, they're
at the hospital.
Yeah.
You are thinking about how to raise money for blah, blah, blah. School fees is there. They are coming to open and you don't have any means. There is no hope for you. Look, your man wouldn't work.
I don't understand.
Remove all these obligations and responsibilities.
It's not, it's not a joke. Yo.
Take away the obligations and responsibilities. The personality
himself or herself you are going to be dealing with.
Yeah.
You understand. And what they come with. There was a trend on X.
Okay, you finish.
Where, oh, can you talk about the phase where you slowly started hating your partner?
Huh?
When you what?
When you slowly started hating your partner.
That's one hey, wow. deep. Yeah, sure.
Hey, yeah. Wow.
And you should see what people are putting out. You understand?
You, share because, with me. I would like to read it.
Some people just say, like he said, when I hear the horn of my husband.
Yeah.
He's
back.
Babe, Charlie. It's not an easy.
She's not divorcing him. She's not doing anything, but this guy is back.
Yeah, probably,
something has happened. Yeah. There's a very still moment in the marriage where everything is just dry like that. When you wake up and you see the person breathing, you want to put your pillow on the person.
I don't want to hear
and
it.
And finish this person. You understand.
We will talk.
Mm-hmm.
So
yo, babe.
So it's out there. There are a lot of people who go through that.
Yeah.
So if you don't communicate
and it's the truth.
Most what you're actually going through.
Most of the things that they're telling you is the truth. It gets to a point that they do something that you don't like, and then you can focus on that particular thing. Before you know, for like 6-7 months, they just disgust you.
You are switched off.
You've doomed a job. Longest before you know it, you've seen something that looks attractive to you, then you come back to that thing that look, it's not easy. That's why you need to be, Kumi said, you need to be creative all the time. African relationships, some people don't even understand date nights and those things. If you're not consistent in creating those things for yourself in a relationship where both of you watch movies together once in a month or twice in a month, you go out and do stuff together, and your chairs,
AJ, you know that some time ago I told somebody something that. If you are my partner and I'm with you, I don't like to see you always naked moving around.
Thank you.
At least, let me want to see something.
Mm.
Don't flaunt it in front of me almost all the time.
You get because, tired.
So what is the wow factor? You know? And some people don't understand because they feel that you are restricting people. They should be free. Why can't I be free in my own house? Can't I be... It will get to a time that there will be no wow factor to drive the person. Me, that is personal. That is my personal feelings about how me and my partner should live. Somebody else might have a different thing altogether. Maybe somebody might enjoy seeing it every day. So you should find your own rhythm. But unfortunately, communication didn't work and it has gotten too late.
I'm so sorry for
whichever
her.
Way, the lady cannot go through that trauma. For the rest of her life.
Yeah.
There should be a point. Yes, we said we want to.
But
because of A, B, C, D. Yes, the family will talk.
But
there'll be some level of mockery. You know, you're not part of the world. Oh, the wife divorced him because, you see, your man, the whole, and all these things. It will come. Some of the ladies too will mock the lady because Charlie, me at the one time where you get them, all these things are there. But at the end of the day, you see, God created everybody individually.
Yeah.
You have your individual journey to pursue. If it will not help you, it will not help you. Find a way around it. Talk to him. Let him understand why the journey cannot be continued. Why the relationship will not work. Bring and when you come to a consensus, bring in the family, bring in your counselor, the person who counseled you, to let them know and find an amicable, smooth way, nice way of going around it. Luckily, there are no kids, so you can go your individual ways and start a new life. Just that lessons should be learned. Next time, before you finally say I do, you should know the accoutrements, the gadgets, and the equipments that you're going to make use of.
No creo.
Yeah, it's very important.
Chris Vigay, sit down. Hey, Kumi Kums.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. You know that, right? Because the listeners saying, "Mu ye guy to hey you people. Anytime I have any problems, any say I will bring it on board because come and see the advice. Somebody say use Vaseline. Somebody say baby oil. So I love you people.
So if the tip
somebody
can make
said,
it sit on water, hot water.
We'll use sign.
I just want to use. Okay. I want
we will
to
call
use,
ambulance.
Sign. Hey, Nana Kwesi says, sex before married in a comfortable lead. Oh, share sex before married.
Have you seen?
That one, dear. As children of God, the Bible says we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, fornication. But have the spirit of self-control. you have allowed others to enjoy. You to find
you
out.
You see it as unfair for
the guy. So she wants to punish. No. She must stay in the marriage. Now, Noella also said something. Again, the boys from the WhatsApp group, they sent me. No, they just sent me something. They are growers and they are showers. Two types of bula. Some people, it is small like that. But when the blood enters, it becomes big. They are growers. There are some people too. It's already bula.
That's what? Growers and?
Showers.
Showers.
Yes. I just, you see.
So you might see it small, but.
So you say, let me just check in the bathroom and see. Normal.
Okay.
Moja Rimoa.
You know the song. You know the song. Hey, Alaji. You know how it came. There is this Alaji and he was in love.
Yeah, I need that show.
No. Let me finish. He was in love with this lady and he's been paying, you know, and the lady has been enjoying it. So one day, Alaji told the lady, Charlie, you've been chopping my money. Way you need to make a seat up and then things. Way they worried the lady. So one day, the lady said, let's go. After all, I'm here. So they got there and Alaji took everything down. And, you know, it was that small. So the lady thought, yeah, you know, after all, this one, after 2 minutes, I'm gone. Okay. But when the blood started, you know,
flowing,
filling the tissues and the veins, and you know, then the thing started making noise. So the last sound that came, the thing fell down, bam, and the lady started, hey, Alaji.
It's okay. I can't even breathe. I'm tired. I'm really tired. What's wrong? Look, you guys are my witness. I'm disowning the three people that were here. What is all this? Now, if my pastor even watches this thing, I don't die.
But AJ, there is this issue that came up. Yesterday, I met one online driver who listens to the show very well. So he gave me some message. It's a problem.
Okay.
And
So hold on and wait for him.
Like, we will discuss it after
right
the
now.
Show.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening and your messages. Crispy Gade. Hold on. I want to understand the other part. I didn't keep quiet. No, but we closed the show, so it's for me alone. A big shout out to you, the listeners. Thank you for all the Osi use baby gel. Big shout out going out to Joshua. He says he loves Noella. I love that. She's an exciting person to be around. This Thursday, 20th June 2024. That's tomorrow. The Joy Sports team will bring you the Euro match 2024 between Italy and Spain to your doorstep. Join us at Heritage Craft Brewery inside East Legon ANC Corner. Oh, that place is a good time. Big shout-out going out to my friends there, Zeebo. For a fun-filled event, evenings of drink, food, music, football, as defending champions Italy lock horns with two-time winner Spain in this Titanic Group B clash at 7 p.m. live commentary on Joy 99.7 FM. Remember, we're live at Heritage Crab Brewery this Thursday, 7 p.m. The Multimedia Group is the official radio broadcast with radio broadcast rights. For the Euro 2024, Kind Kessie Sporty TV. Our coverage of Euro 2024 is sponsored by NASCO. NASCO bring home happiness. Big shout out going out to the guys at the Heritage Crab Brewery. Oh, go there and enjoy yourself. You see what I'm talking about. My name is Ajile Doko. Big shout out going out to the entire team. Crispy, Kumi Kums. Big shout out going out to Arnold. Papa to the Bills in the corner there. Ziggy in the cat always giving me fake vibes. And Chiki Cheetah. Yes, that's her name, Chiki Cheetah. Can you imagine? Charlie, the song Chiki Cheetah. Yeah, that's her name. Radi Gen Z. And the one who was giving backing vocalist. Carry us away.
Before teach me before, say nothing they last forever. Forever. Middle. Love get beginning, middle and end. So if they catch you, use your sense. But guide you for use your head before you go end in tears. Love get beginning, or middle and end. So if they catch you, use your sense. But guide you for use your head before you